there's something about music that's it's probably I love poetry. I'm a freak about poetry, but I think music is probably better. I still play it. I still love it. I still freak out on it. I still experiment with things. Like I have in my house in North Carolina, I've got a guitar and a bass and a trombone and harmonica, and I get together with guys occasionally, and we'll do interesting things like you know the Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel Taylor Coleridge? Did I tell you this already? We figured out that it's the meter of the poem could be done exactly to the House of the Rising Sun, and we thought something about the water image and the, you know, the flooding in New Orleans and doing the Rime of the Ancient Mariner to the tune of House of New Orleans. So, you know, we worked up a recording of it. I'm still friends with the writer Andrew Vox, who puts together blues compilations every once in a while. I'm still thinking about sending him something. But as an active participant, the degree to which I was, I won't do it, but music will always be a part of my life. It's the best. It's one of the things that makes sense in my life, along with poetry.
Was this interest in the blues back there in the pod days, or is this more since then?
The first, I can remember being a kid, the X's Los Angeles was one of the first records that I went out and bought for myself and played it over and over and still play it over and over again to this day. One of the first albums that made sense to me as a person. When I heard them sing, the phone's off the hook, but you're not, I just knew that I was in a good place. And then the second influence probably was hearing Bucca Wyatt on the Chicago Night Fish Fry or whatever. And I can remember, I was probably maybe 14, 15, and I heard that, and something about just the descending crescendo of this ding, 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 ding. I'm looking for nine. I believe I'm fixing to die. I believe I'm something about that. I went and lived in record stores till I found that record, and then once I did, I lived with that record. I've always been interested in the blues. I've always loved them. To me, there's something that they do. Like Lead Belly can do more with three chords than Yngwie Malmsteen can do with 550 million notes. You know what I mean? You don't need a whammy bar or some sort of finger tapping technique to impart emotion. And that's one of the things that blues does real well.